Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're good this morning. How are you, Rich?
Doing good. Thanks for doing this. I know we're a day late. Sorry. I had to get the kid moved into UNL yesterday. So, yeah, that's what I was busy doing.
Yep, no worries. We're doing this kind of crazy. Dan's in Grand Island getting ready to open the state fair. So we got him conference down here, too.
Yeah, he told me he was going to be joining along. Daniel, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's great down here. Some sprinkles at the state fair, but we're ready to get started.
Good deal. All right. Time to recap. Mid-Plains Community College Board of Governors meeting. I know we're doing this a day late. My fault. I was gone yesterday with the moving in a son down at college. And, hey, better late than never. That's just a day late. Talking, of course, this morning with Ryan and Daniel from Mid-Plains Community College and the Board of Governors. Guys, how are you?
We're great, Rich. Good day to be alive. And it's the end of the first week of classes already.
Exactly right. Daniel is in the State Fair in Grand Island. Daniel, I know you've been busy all week long down with doing some college duties down there, haven't you?
Yeah, so we went down, obviously, they let us set up a little bit early, and then, just had an auction house kind of final hour stuff yesterday, preparing for this Nebraska State Fair, and we're excited to be down here once again and some, an opportunity to take the raffle car down here, sell some tickets, and get to meet some wonderful people.
Ryan, I know started classes at both campuses, North Platte and also McCook, there earlier in the week, and saw a lot of pictures, kids moving in last weekend, and ready to go for another great school year.
We really are, and the student life has really got their work ahead of them. The dorms are all busting at the seams, so that's fantastic. I know that we were having to do some transition housing in McCook for the first couple of days as we were loaded up, rough salt, but it's great to have students and faculty back on campus. The energy is returned, and it's phenomenal.
We talked with Kelly a little bit early in the week and just get her take and all the great events. And I know both campuses really you have a lot of events to just welcome the kids back and get them to mingle and meet new people. And that's what the first week's kind of all about, isn't it?
It really is. And, Brian, his staff, and Jason up here, they got a pretty new student life staff, and they're young and they're energetic, and they're just excited to work with those students and really get them engaged on campus and, help those kids find that sense of belonging so they can find their social networks and really be successful in their educational studies.
Ryan, let's recap what happened once again with your Wednesday night meeting there at North Platte Community College, starting first at some open form items there.
Yeah, so Kendry Kern is the MCC student trustee this year. She plays softball. She's a sophomore. And then Jalen Dickey is a volleyball student in North Platte. She's also the student trustee, a sophomore. And both of them are the student senate presidents for both of their areas. So great to have them on board and to represent students in a non-voting capacity on the board. So just got an introduction to them real quick. And then Josiah, obviously a former student and student trustee, was there just to say thanks to the board for all the opportunities they gave him. He's working in North Platte, and so he stuck around the area, even though he's from the northeast part of the state. So we always like when people relocate to our area and then stay. So that was great. We did introduce new faculty in North Platte. So Dr. Melissa Pilikowski has joined us as a new English instructor. She's been an adjunct for us for quite a while in the Arthur area, but now going to be full-time for us, and she'll still teach dual credit back to Arthur and other schools as needed. And then Patty Paxton and Bobby Gustafson are two nursing instructors. They're not new to us, but they're new in the full-time capacity, so excited to have them on board. And then my newest addition to my family, the Sydney Purdy, is our new assistant director of student leadership engagement. She's an alum. She played volleyball here. She's been the assistant volleyball coach. I think this is going on year number three, and she has been a RLA for a couple years, so she's been around for a while, and we're excited to have her in that capacity to fill up the student life holes that they had. So excited to have that.
Let's go to the action items. Had a few action items at this agenda on this agenda as well.
We did. And so the biggest one probably for the listeners is the budget. Obviously, it's budget season. And so the board did approve a proposed budget for publication at about $62 million. A lot of that is money in, money out. So you'll see a larger increase from the previous year. But East Campus is a big example. We have a lot of ARPA funds that are still outstanding. It's about $6 million there. And then we also anticipate having the electrical technology building in North Platte hopefully breaking ground yet this fall. So we have some capital dollars there, which shows an inflated budget. But the 2023 legislative session obviously changed the funding formula. So instead of seeing about a 8-cent levy from Mid-Plains, you're going to see a 2-cent levy. And so the state has replaced the general fund tax levy with the Community College Future Fund. They did allow us to retain the 2% capital, which is good for local control for our boards. They're locally elected, but the state obviously didn't want to take over all the bonded indebtedness across the state for other projects and then the maintenance and operation of facilities. So it's actually to our benefit of our area that we keep that 2-cent capital levy. So that is all that the taxpayer will see as far as their tax statement will be that 2-cent capital levy when they get that notice. Other things probably of note, obviously Katie Willers, our Director of Learning Resources, and she's stationed there in McCook, but we're doing this renewal for our software subscriptions for the library. It is all the digital content for all the students, regardless of where they're at, whether they're McCook, North Platte, or, you know, doing something online, out of state, out of the area. It gives them access to all those digital resources, and so we're finished up on our first three-year contract, and so we did approve Ex Libris software subscription to all of those digital media sources for students effective this fall. And then the other one is Transact. It's another software package that we're coming off kind of our first run with them. So signed a five-year contract with Transact. They're in charge of all of our door lock software. We're all key card access, mobile credential. They take care of all the meal tracking for all of our students that live in the dorms. Also take care of all of our point of sale terminals. So all of the credit card terminals when you come to ball games, go to concession stands. Does tracking of attendance for students in certain classes where faculty have decided they want to have a attendance software, and so we have those as well. But it's really become ingrained in kind of the fabric of what we do at Mid Plains, and it's just a great tool that we've been able to acquire. And really then the last, item of note is that we did approve a partial building material list from Mead Lumber here in North Platte for part of the 2024 project house that will be sold in 2026. This really entails the kind of the first year of materials that we need. These are two-year projects, but this will be kind of your lumber package, roofing package, your trusses, your windows, your doors, those types of things to seal it in. And so Mead Lumber North Platte was the low bidder on that piece. And that really wrapped up the program, the action items for the board meeting.
You had some cabinet reports as well.
We did. And that one really was just a recap of a special session, obviously. They adjourned about the same time the board met, and so there was nothing in the special session that impacted community colleges. Obviously, we continue to keep our eyes and ears to Lincoln, just because you never know if some last-minute amendment comes in and something gets tweaked. But they were pretty well set on keeping our funding formula intact, as they had approved it in the 2023 session, and they made good on that word and left us out of the fray. So. We appreciate working with them and providing any information input we can give to the legislature. And they've really put a focus on community colleges in a good way, and we appreciate that.
So, Ryan, of course, the session earlier in the week kind of came to an end. Your thoughts, did it turn out end the way you thought, or more could have been done? Your thoughts on the end in the special session?
You know, hard to tell. You know, they did a pretty massive tax package in the 23 and 24 sessions, and I still think that, you know, some people they're probably just questioning of what is the total cost, total impact. And so I think people think, you know, this is probably good that they didn't make a really big splash. I think there's people that wishes that there would have been more. So I think more to come. I think they need to let some of these funding changes come to fruition so they can see the total impact before they go farther. I think there is room to go farther. I just don't know what that number is.
And that pretty much did it for this August meeting for the Board of Governors, didn't it?
It did, yep. And so we'll meet later in September, obviously, with the budget process going on. Our board will meet on September 25th, even though we won't be part of the pink card process that was put in place a couple years ago. But out of respect for that process, we have pushed our board meetings back that last week in September now.
Daniel, again, you're once again, Grand Island, you talked about the Mid Plains Community College raffle card, the 79 Pontiac Trans Am. Time's kind of running out for folks to get those raffle tickets and try to win that car.
Yeah, so the raffle car will be at the State Fair for the duration of the State Fair, and then we will draw the winning ticket on September 7th. So if you're at the State Fair and want to get a ticket or buy a book of tickets, you're welcome to do so. Tickets you can also get at the any of our campuses in the Welcome Center. They'll be happy to sell you a ticket. But, yes, time is running out.
Anything else, Daniel? Any other events you want to discuss here?
Yes, so our volleyball teams are in action this weekend. And also, we're kind of gearing up for our Stampede. Town across the Great Plains region will Stampede into Wild West Arena, September 12th through the 14th. Shoots open at 7 p.m. each night. Admission is $10 at the gate. Kids 10 and under will get in free.
Yeah, you mentioned volleyball. We'll see North Platte and, of course, McCook hosting the next two weekends. Nonstop volleyball at the Graff Event Center, Friday, Saturday tournaments.
Yeah, big tournaments. You know, Haley always does a wonderful job of bringing teams in from, you know, Texas area, and it's just wonderful to see some different competition than probably we would regularly see. So these tournaments allow, these early season tournaments allow for that, and I think both teams are geared up and ready to go.